Today we celebrate the feast of good Saint Francis of Assisi, one of the most popular and well-known saints. He lived a radical life for Jesus. It's amazing the difference one holy person can make. Just one. The difference that Saint Francis made by just simply and continuously, to the best of his ability, by the grace of God, say yes, fully, to God's will. And it wasn't that everything was crystal clear to him right from the beginning or ever in the life of faith, right? That we are shown enough light, usually for the next step, not the whole road, just the next step. When he had the Jesus on the cross speak to him and told him, Francis, rebuild my church, he thought he was supposed to go rebuild this little church because it was run down. It was only later that it became clear to him he wasn't talking about the building. He was talking about the church, the bride of Christ, the whole church. So he did the building, but then it became clear, God wants me to do something more. And toward the end of his life, he was so conformed, and that's why today's letter from St. Paul to the Galatians is chosen. May I boast except in the cross of Jesus Christ. That's it. And St. Paul could say that because he received the stigmata, St. Paul did. He had the wounds of Christ in his flesh. And also St. Francis of Assisi, toward the end of his life, was given the very wounds of Jesus in his own body. That's how conformed he became to the cross. It's hard enough, huh, for us to see our burdens each day, the crosses that we're given, how hard that can be. And for him to be able to embrace it so much that the very wounds of Jesus came through his body. As we come to this Eucharist, let's beg St. Francis to help us in our own lives, in our own way, to bring holiness and God's very life to wherever we're at today, in just little ways, conforming ourselves by his grace to the cross of Jesus by joyfully embracing as best we can those struggles we have today, to ask St. Francis to give us that joy of the cross, which is a real gift. It's not something we can manufacture. Good St. Francis of Assisi, pray for us.